In my lesson today, I'm going to be speaking on the same subject as yesterday, deception. I'll be talking about ways that the devil deceives us and the things that causes us to be open to deception. In 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, in verse 13 through 15, reads like this, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. Don't marvel at this," the writer says, "for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their work." Paul is talking about false prophets, false apostles, false teachers. These are people that's in the church. These are church members. These are people who carry a Bible in their hand and a lie in their hearts. We can see clearly that the devil is working in our churches today. Not only is God doing a good and great work in the church, at the same time, the devil is doing an evil and deceitful work in the church. What church has not seen some of its most promising converts become victims of demonic delusions and influence? What church has not been shaken to its foundation by schisms, conflicts between members as a result of the devil's deception? What church does not have members who are tossed to and fro, carried about with every wind of doctrine at the bidding of deceiving spirits? The scriptures reveal that the evil spirits of the invisible world are doing their best to hinder the witness of the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The secret of how they are doing it is found right here in the Word of God. Deception. Deception is the act of causing someone to accept as truth something that is false. They do it through craftiness. They cunningly devise fables. They do it through deceit, fakery, trickery, and half-truths. Deception takes various forms. There is the deception of the sinner, of the weak believer, and of the mature spiritual believer. The end results is the same. The soul is deceived, and the devil's purpose is accomplished. It is not hard to understand how the sinner can be deceived. As sons of disobedience, their pathway of life follows the course of this world, where the control is in the hands of the god of this world, the prince of the power of the air, a fact which is often unrecognized or overlooked. When people deny or reject Christ, like it or not, they come under the dominion and direction of Satan, which leaves them open to every form of deception the devil may choose to keep them in bondage to that old sinful nature. Deceptions concern not only the sinner, but also the carnal-minded Christian, those who have made a profession of faith in Christ. It is the devil's purpose now to keep the new Christian from becoming useful and fruitful. For example, the Christian is deceived who thinks that they can do whatever they choose and not be punished. Galatians, the 6th chapter, and verse 7 says, "Be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap." Christians are deceived if they think they do not need to put into practice what they learn of Bible truths. The Christian is deceived if they think bad company will not ruin their morals. There are some other things that will open your life up to deception. One of those is prayerlessness, not praying, no prayer life. I'm not talking about a devotional life where you read a few scriptures and then you read the prayer at the end of the daily devotion. No, that's good, but that's short. What I'm talking about is going into your closet, closing that door, and praying to your Heavenly Father. One of the things that I have discovered, when I go into that closet and I close that door behind me, I have discovered that God opens a door in front of me. I've witnessed that. Try it for yourself. Another thing that opens up Christians for deception is no knowledge of the Scripture. I just have to say it right here. Christians in America don't read their Bibles. They are happy and satisfied just to go to church, listen to the preacher, read a few scriptures, preach a while on those, and they go back home and they're happy. But friend, if you are full of the truth of God, the devil cannot deceive you. Those that have been deceived by the devil are not full of the truth. Another thing that will open you up for deception is trying to go it alone. Some people say, "I don't need to go to church. I can do this. I've been to church and I've been hurt. I'm just going to stay home, read, and have my own devotions. I don't need those people down at the church anyway. They don't like me. Besides, who needs them?" Friend, when you get this attitude, you're open to deception. You need those at the church. You need the fellowship of the saints. You need to be able to grow together and go together through the trials, the temptations of this world. You cannot make it alone. The devil will come to you and put things into your mind and into your heart, and you will be deceived. Another thing that opens you up for deception is unforgiveness. You've got to forgive people. If you don't forgive people, God won't forgive you. Jesus predicated your forgiveness on the fact that you would forgive those that had trespassed against you. In fact, he even said, if you don't forgive those who offend you, who hurt you, he said that God would not forgive you. That's a serious thing. Forgiveness is a must. Forgiveness is necessary. As long as you carry this grudge, as long as you carry this hurt, you're opening yourself for deception. I've heard people say, "I'm not going to forgive them now. I'm going to get the mileage out of this. I'm going to chew on this for a while. Maybe later I'll be able to forgive them, but right now I'm going to get some mileage out of it." Well, friend, that is the wrong attitude. You have just opened yourself up to deception. Satan will use this anger, this hurt, to move in and start whispering in your ear. And if you're not careful, you will be deceived. I'm going to stop the lesson right here. But I've got one more on this same subject. Deceive. Oh, how we hate to be deceived. It's possible. I want you to join me tomorrow.